Good morning and welcome to Real You Holistic Self-Discovery Center. We're in the month of March 2012, and today I want to quote from some of the inspirational and motivational quotes from the book Finding Inner Happiness, an 8-step program, which is a book that's highly recommended by New York Times bestseller Marcy Shimoff from The Secret. And so here's what it says is a couple of quotes. First quotes by Tanya Jedian. It is not fear that causes lack of action. Rather, it is laziness, right? That's quote number one. Quote number two. True greatness emerges only when a person works on himself to rise above his natural tendencies. That's by the Chazon Ish. And another quote by Zelig Plissken. Happiness is a state of mind. We can learn to develop happy states and memories and tap into them as required to get what we need. When we can go there in our minds, we can learn to create happiness experiences, not just in our minds, but to take it from imagination into our everyday behaviors. Now, some of the questions you might want to ask yourself is, what things are going well in your life right now? What is the root cause of your flaws or habits? When you become aware of the cause, you'll have the power to heal them. So let's begin with today's exercises. There's three questions that we're going to answer. Number one, and this can be found on page 82 of Finding Inner Happiness. Question number one is, what is your greatest positive character trait or personality quality? It could be something very personal, something that you truly feel is natural to you, something you do so naturally that sometimes you don't even realize as you're doing it. And people pointed out that guy or that lady is just has it made in that area, right? It's really important to ask other people how they perceive you when you're in your natural state without being even aware of it. Because what you do in those moments, at those times, in that very authentic, relaxed version where you're just doing it without even realizing it, that moment is a big part of the gift of what you offer the world. And the key is to take that and to begin to enhance and celebrate that quality, that natural quality inside. So that's question number one. What is your greatest positive character trait or personality or quality? Question number two, and this is week four, so question number two, what trait or quality do you admire in other people that you would like to have yourself from the above list that we just mentioned? So as you locate any of these qualities, which one of these do you think that you actually see in others a lot and you'd like to have more of that also? You can add that to the list. Because whatever you see in others, probably, or actually for sure, you also have that quality inside. And it's at a seed level waiting to grow, waiting to be flourished or possibly nurtured and nourished. And question number three, and this will be the last question and the end of our radio blog. Unfortunately, today we don't have as much time, so I'm not going to be taking any questions. You can, however, post your questions on our website, which is irealself.com. Ireal, R like Randy, E, A, L, and then self like super, S like super, ELF.com, ireelself.com. So over there you could post your questions, and I will be responding to questions via this radio blog. You can write your questions or you can upload your voice. And we'll, either way, there's a form there on the front page, and it'll take you to the next level. So question number three, and the last question of today is, what trait or quality in other people irritates you? And that's a very big fundamental thing too right there. There's a process called correction in this world, or some call it tikkun or some call it karma. And one of the ways to notice, to begin to see that projection, one of the ways to begin to really implement and tap into who you are is to notice how you react to external circumstances in other people. And when you view other people, there's something phenomenal that occurs. What you see in them is almost like a unfinished version, unresolved version of ourselves. And what we need to do is begin to notice the qualities of the traits that irritate us from other people. And there's a three-step process on how to heal the irritating wounds that come up when we're in relationship with other people at work, at your professional workplace, at home, in school, wherever you are, as you notice these things, even while you're watching TV and you notice certain characters that irritate you. It's important to make a note, because what irritates you about them for sure is an unresolved issue inside, and there's a way to handle that, there's a way to resolve that actually, and grow from it. And sometimes it's even part of your greatness waiting to come out by noticing the irritation on the outside. So on our next talk, we're going to be talking about how to use irritating visuals around you, or vibrations, feelings, sensations that you pick up from others to your benefit, and how to grow from that. So again, what traits or qualities in other people irritate you? I want you to go ahead and make a note of that. So again, just to recap, three things you're going to be writing down or noting, making mental note. What is your greatest positive character trait or personality quality? Number two, what trait or quality do you admire in other people that you would like to have yourself from the above list? And number three would be, what trait or quality in other people irritates you? So please, when you have those three written down, clarify them. And in our next talk, which is going to be happening tomorrow, and you can listen to that online at irealself.com live, we're going to be discussing a three-step technique on how to take these traits and how to heal the wounds that come up because of the irritations that are connected with it. Okay? If you need to reach our offices directly, the number is 323-680-4072. 323-680-4072. That's Real You Holistic Self-Discovery Center. Feel free to get online and chat or talk, or go through our website, listen to some of the testimonials of some of the people that have benefited from the sessions or the recordings or many of the other things. We have a program for those who want to quit smoking. We've got programs for eliminating fears and phobias, collapsing unwanted memories, beliefs. For those who want to gain self-confidence, we've got programs for discovering your partner's subconscious love language. We've got programs for eliminating addictions, achieving success, self-confidence, interview success, or boosting sports ability. We've got programs for pain management. We've got programs for those who have a doctor or dental anxiety. We've got programs for ending stage fright. We've got a very unique program called Discover Your Life Path and Hidden Career Talents that I recommend to everyone. Wherever you are, you can always go to the next level with that. And we also have a unique sessions for chakra energy works and the forgiveness process, which involves powerful subliminal subconscious shifts in the belief systems. All right. Until next time, peace and lots of love to every single one of you. I love you all. Goodbye.